to Black Audacity, the podcast for old niggas.
Bonus episode, Dirty Mackie.
Dirty Mackie. That's what's going on. Nigga, that's what's going on out here. Welcome back. Welcome back. Well, thank you all.
The day after.
Yeah, we missed. We had a 420 episode last year. That shit was terrible too, because we was high beyond measure, and we probably shouldn't do that again. But we're kind of sober right now, so that should account for something. I mean, you know, we're old now. It's a different day. Day drinking is kind of the vibe that we're all on.
I have a sobering air about me. Like it's like this good. Like
yeah, sure. Yeah, no, mine is chaotic. My is more like, my aura is like on cocaine right now, full zoom ahead. And Sunday mornings are terrible for me. A nigga is tired, man. A nigga is definitely tired. Been doing the most and trying to do nothing at all, but my mind won't let me do that. But we're back again. We have kind of missed because we ain't been back on the mic since what, January?
February.
That sounds right. Yeah, February. And then March was the big nigga's birthday, and then it was just a bunch of gallivanting and swashbuckling like nobody else can do quite like us. So, but we're back. So, and in that 2 months. That's right. I was out of town too. I forgot about that. The last 2 months, everybody done lost their motherfucking mind. Everybody's in their feelings. Everybody's got diss tracks. And you know what? I'm here for it.
We gotta start at the top. What was the crazy shit that happened in February? Did Diddy start it off?
I felt like Diddy started off.
Culturally, because it's been a while, but I do want to talk about them clowning OG that they said wasn't fresh. I think that was uncalled for. No, because my nigga was fresh.
He was a well-dressed man. I never got that either.
Well, the thing was, I wanted to see the girls who was clowning them. That's all.
I did.
Quit listening to these children.
I'll show you who it was.
But no, on a bigger level, though, no. I just think that's something negative to the culture. Like, not everything got to be a fucking meme and a reel and shit. Not everything got to be like that. Y'all called yourself trying to clown that dude, but look. Didn't he get an endorsement deal or something?
You got an endorsement deal with LRG.
Yeah, so I guess that's the good part of it. But yeah, I just like, we ain't got to clown everybody. But Diddy, so did he do it?
Oh, I'm a firm believer when the feds get you, you did it.
So what is it he being accused of? Because I didn't know nothing about no kid shit. Because now they're talking about he R. Kelly. I didn't get that.
The R. Kelly thing is from what my understanding is that because he be peeing on bitches, but there's nothing there's nothing that I saw in the federal documents that said anything about underage misconduct or underage involvement. It had more to do with sex trafficking adults. I feel like Diddy might have been too much on his game to ever have any like kids around, but definitely 18 and up, 17 and a half and up, depending on what state he was. And then he was on Epstein's Island, like with 100,000 other celebrities. And then abuse charges, drug trafficking charges, which I found more interesting than anything else. Because I'm going to be honest with you, just looking at it, I think he'll probably get dismissed on a lot of the sex trafficking charges and stuff like that. Because it can be like, I just flew somebody out. That might be a little bit easier to get dismissed. But the drug trafficking charges, my nosy ass is curious to see what's going to play out and how much of it's going to play out to the media. Because when they raided the house, they took everybody. They handcuffed Little Diddy and Little Light-Skinned Diddy. I don't remember their names right now.
Christian and
Justin. Justin. There you go. Yeah. Christian and Justin.
The Christian, ain't that Albie Shore's son?
No.
Oh,
those are
Albie Shore's son?
No. The other one is Albie Shore's son, one with the unibrow. I don't remember. I don't fucking know. Like I stopped keeping up with celebrity kids after Blue Ivy, and I know they are older than Blue Ivy, but I just don't pay attention. But anyways, I know is Albie Shore's son, light skinned Diddy, dark skinned Diddy, and that's pretty much how I'm going with it. Light skinned one is the one that went to UCLA, and then Diddy had the weight and was about to punch out the coach.
Oh, I didn't hear see that.
Yeah, that
now,
was.
Now, the motherfucker crazy, but I don't think he was doing nothing with no, like, underage people.
I don't think he was doing no underage shit.
Yeah,
either.
So when I started seeing that shit, I just kind of stopped responding or reacting to it because I'm like, nah, that's different. That ain't nothing to, like, make fun of.
And we could be totally wrong. And yeah. Maybe something could come up, but.
That's why I wanted to wait and see how serious that shit was. Because, yeah, people just making jokes and shit. So I'm like, oh, if he did some shit like that.
And you know how motherfuckers get things twisted. I can't even say any particular race. It's just the individual may not be wrong, but the mass always will be.
I think more generational. Like,
And if you go for the younger generation, that's all they fucking seen with celebrities. They haven't really seen nothing else going down. It's been also all these big celebrity scandals, all these big things have all been with underage kids who were kids their age. That's all you see from the dark, the Dark Side of Nickelodeon?
Oh. Or
that shit.
You remember when I was telling you about that motherfucker, Daniel Schneider?
Like, Dan Schneider?
Yeah, I was talking to you about that a while ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't know they made that documentary. Because it was a documentary about him a few years
ago. Yeah, this isn't the first one.
Yeah, so.
But this is the first
mass one. Yeah, when everybody was talking about it. I'm like, not that I thought it was common knowledge, but I thought a lot more people knew about that shit going on back then, especially people a little younger because they were watching those shows and shit. I was older. I wasn't watching a lot of those shows.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you the cast of iCarly unless I saw them or something like that. But
I remember those stories, though.
But they, for years, it's been acknowledged. Him, the Dan Schneider, the manager for NSYNC and Backstreet Boys back in the day. Yeah. All the motherfuckers was on some real weird shit. So I can understand why a whole generation of people who have instant access to, what's the word I'm looking for? Instant access to,
information?
To express their thoughts. That's the word I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
I told you I was tired. I'm sorry. That would be their first jump to conclusion because if anybody powerful that we've seen, including our former president, sex scandal, somebody, and that's the biggest vice. It's the most out thing ever. Everybody knows about sex, things are sexy and blah blah blah, but it's the most covered up thing. People still are afraid of sexuality, and once you suppress something for that long, it comes out, and when you're able to burst out, motherfuckers burst out into a new extreme. And Diddy has always, since we were kids, has always given me doing lines and off of bitches' foreheads. Like, that's always, I don't know.
I just always thought he was on some shit like that, but never like no
weird
illegal shit.
Definitely see Diddy smacking somebody and making Ike Turner blush. Like, he gives me that vibe.
I guess it's the homosexual aspect of it that where people seem to be fixated on. But I'm like, that to me, that's kind of played, or he gay. So I was like, okay. But I don't get where things...
I mean, okay, so you had, like, Dwight Howard, who people for decades, his entire career in the NBA... speculated that he was gay. His ex and mother of one of his older children, his son, said that it was gonna come out. It came out, and you know what happened? Dwight said, "Yeah, I'm a freak." Like, and not a freak in a negative way, but in his sexuality, he likes to do some different shit. Which is fine. That's fine. But the speculation with Diddy. There's a
now,
lot of
if you're doing some shit to gain control over people, now I see why it's weird.
Because I think that's what it's bordering on is that it was.
So if that's what it is, I understand.
Is that he's taking advantage of people.
Okay.
What I don't like about this whole thing, whether he's guilty or innocent of anything, is that why y'all start bringing other celebrities into it and ain't got shit else to do with it? And why is it always when a black celebrity gets into some shit? Whether let's just say the person is more likely innocent, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's on some shit that's not that big of a deal. Why is it that they have to be a part of the Illuminati? Have y'all looked up what the Illuminati is? What the history of it is? I'm a comment reader like a lot of people. I don't even reply back to comments anymore because I'm tired of getting banned on social media.
I had to cut that shit out.
Yeah, because it becomes exhausting. It's hard enough to discuss things with people face to face, let alone typing it out with these 4-inch acrylics. So, but one of the things is that people are like, oh, I can't wait to see the downfall of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Oh, I can't wait to see the downfall. And these are our people and the Illuminati, and they sold their soul to the devil. And, you know, mm-hmm. Jay addressed this on a mini album. One of my favorite is with him and Rick Ross, the mm-hmm. devil is a lie. Mm-hmm. And he goes, gotta be Illuminati if a nigga rich. And yeah. While I was reading it, that was the first thing that popped into my head. Like, I'm pretty sure Jay-Z knows what Illuminati is, I would hope. Mm-hmm. But y'all throwing out Illuminati and don't know what it is.
For one, I hate people say it's a secret society that everybody know about. So what the fuck, how's it a secret society? But like you said, the conception of Illuminati had nothing to do with like no devil worship or no satanic shit. Like it literally meant to enlighten. That's why it was called the Illuminati. It was a group of enlightened individuals. Motherfucker. They was in Germany. They was at the Ingolstadt University, and they was like a group, like a fraternity. But their thing was to go. Not to go against, but they like to read. They were philosophers, so what they just didn't go all exactly with the church.
Philosophy and science were not like appreciated, accepted, yeah. or even recognized. It was considered a form of devil worship to the major church in the idea because it didn't have anything to do with God.
It was secular.
Yeah.
That's what it was. That's secular information.
And because of that, the church didn't want to lose control. It's all about control. Ultimately, mm-hmm. that's what mm-hmm. all religions are about mm-hmm. is control of something. So that's what happened with the Illuminati. And it has never been what y'all think it is, and it never will be. And it could be, you know, I don't want nobody knocking on my door, but maybe it isn't an in plain sight type of situation where maybe there is some type of covert operation. But Illuminati.
Yeah, I do believe that. But like I said, people took the fictional conception of what Illuminati was like from movies and comic books and mystery novels and shit like that, and then just ran with it. Like
blame Dan Brown.
You remember with the Da Vinci Code?
Well, yes.
But it was kind of like, you remember in the '80s and nineties when everybody?
No, I don't remember very much from the '80s.
Movie or story when anybody did voodoo, it was always
right.
Some they took out the religion.
It was evil into it. Yeah,
instead of exactly what the practices and teaching was, like, no, this is people's religion. So it's like with the Illuminati, they mixed it with that skull and crossbone shit. They mixed it with the actual weird underground shit that go on, and then I guess they put a face. So if you could say it and you're conceptualizing something else, but what I don't think is everybody that's famous have to sell them souls to get famous. That, I honestly don't believe that. Especially
or have to take it in the booty. Like,
I don't believe that. Yeah.
Calm down.
But like you said, what do we know? But I just think that's selling some shit short is low hanging fruit. And what it does, what I hate when we just do them brush strokes and things like that, we don't take time to do. We don't think about nothing. It's just you don't take time with yourself to draw your own conclusion. Mm-hmm. It's like, why are they famous? Oh, they the Illuminati. All right. And that's the end of the conversation.
And, you know, all races hate on each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
All races hate on each other. White women hate white women. I will always stick by that 100%. White women, there's nobody else. The only people that hate white women more than white women is white men. Like, that is, like, and I mentioned that on the episode where, God forbid, I had to talk about Taylor Swift. I'm not doing it again.
Ah!
I hate it here. Anyways, so.
Down there crying at the gym.
I can't wait for our cameras to come. I cannot wait for them to come. You see my disgust in my face.
Oh,
and again, no. Nope,
fuck it if I can't.
I don't have any. I don't have any hate towards the girl. I don't get the hype. But
yeah, I will say this. I do like the production on that shit. That's it.
I'm gonna take your word. Look, I am for. I was a crit. But
she did some 808 shit. That's why I'm like,
Aguilera
oh,
had a great
gonna,
voice
gonna
and
trick me with the 808.
Britney Spears was a great performer. Taylor Swift is a Q of the generation, so that's all I have to say. Anyways,
she gave me Joni Mitchell vibes. Go ahead.
Anyways, all races hate on each other. That was my starting point.
John and his white woman.
A guy loves a strong, rich white woman. That nigga loves a strong, rich white woman. He in the front just, yay! Anyways, and then they all do. The problem is that we hate on each other so loudly and broadly, allow others to come
in. It ain't the kitchen talk like it should be.
No,
like
we take the kitchen talk and put it on loudspeaker and sit outside and then ask the Mexican, the Asian, and the white neighbors what you think about it. Like, shut the fuck up. Yeah. You can't go around and you know who the biggest proponent of that is? Who? Motherfucking Curtis Jackson.
Oh, that nigga, he agent of chaos.
You know what 50 Cent reminds me of? Or I should say remind me of, but definitely is. 50 Cent is that nigga who is a straight nerd. Just a straight fucking nerd. But he's going to remember everything you ever said crooked to him in any fucking way. Those are the most dangerous motherfucking people on the face of the planet.
He fucked around and got rich.
Rich. And undeniably, he has the best pen ever. I will always say that 50 has a pen because he made his money off of music, whatever. And he was good at it. I didn't really fuck with him after the second album. But then... Every goddamn thing on TV. I watch four of his shows.
The nigga smart.
Every week.
He's just diabolical.
He is. He is the purest version of a motherfucking supervillain.
He's a supervillain.
Anybody who beefs with their child openly and would know. And this is the part that made me laugh. There was no sympathy.
Yeah.
This is my son and I love him. But man, you got it. No.
And he ain't never liked Diddy. That's what's funny.
And probably for good reason, because we ain't met Diddy. I don't be honest with you. Diddy seems like the type of motherfucker you want to stab. Like, but you know you can't because he's super protected. Mm-hmm. If you ever watch The Wire. No, if you ever watch The Wire, he's Avon. He's Avon and Marlo. What I've always said that. I remember reading somewhere. It was probably Reddit in dark, dark realms of Reddit. That his character... the character of one of the kids on the show was based on Diddy's life because he was raised as a dope boy's son. But then his mama was like still a dope girl, like was still about that life. And he never had to struggle, which he's, you know, profound himself, but he was always in the hood. So, but I'm curious to see. Please stop dragging other celebrities into this that have nothing to do with it, who ain't made no mention.
I do like to see Mace getting his, vision, so to speak. Because Mace did a lot of ghostwriting and collaboration that he wasn't fully compensated for. And then when he tried to buy his masters, Diddy wouldn't sell it to him. And then
it was $2 million.
Yeah.
$2 million. And then he wouldn't sell it to him. Now, everybody, what happened was those big old production deals, or sorry, those masters deals, Justin Bieber, Michael Jackson's estate, a whole bunch of them, they all sold their masters over because of streaming.
Yeah.
So they didn't figure that they needed them anymore. They would make more money, get like $250 million on them. Diddy couldn't get that much because he's already sold off of it. That's what that nigga needed to be in jail for. If we want to be honest, him, LaFace, L.A. Reid, all that shit, all the niggas need to be in jail because everybody ever worked with them is broke.
So that's what I was going to say. Now, that it is some... something definitely dubious, how they say the bad boy curse.
Oh yeah, he's a criminal.
Like Loon with the jail, Shine with the jail,
Shine
took the rap and
we knew
said
that 25
but like with
years G-Dep, ago.
Did you? I remember telling you that story when he confessed to a 14-year-old crime, but ended up going to prison because he thought he robbed somebody, but he didn't know he killed him. So he confessed to the robbery, and when they investigated, they was like, oh yeah, the guy ended up dying.
Yep.
So G-Dep. So the reason why I bring that up is because at this point, G-Dep had essentially made it. You know, he owned number one songs. He got his deal. He making music. But whatever didn't sit right in his soul caused him to confess to this crime. Now, if any, I'm going to give credence to anything they're saying about Diddy. It's something like that. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine what you got to be going through to be... essentially living well, money and shit like that. But what is you seeing in your psyche that's making you want to confess some shit like that? Now that does give me pause, only because it's like, damn, this, like, you, it's like it don't sit right in your soul.
Mm-mm.
That's what I mean. So you made it to the mountaintop and now you feeling guilty over some shit you did.
But you can't say, that's what bothers me, because you can't say like, oh,
I don't put that on Diddy.
These niggas are selling their soul to the devil. That's how they got up, and that's how they got big. And then immortalizing these motherfucking gangsters who didn't actually kill people cold-blooded just to get halfway to it. It's the same concept. Mm-hmm. If you're gonna sell, that's selling your soul. The moment you take a life to better your life, that's soul selling. That's just how it works. Also, I would like to make mention right here, right now on this podcast, unless I find out that there's some type of minor charge, like in charge involving minors, I'm not canceling shit from Diddy.
Oh, okay.
Because Bad Boy for Life, nigga. Because that I listen to Mace once a week. Okay, the 1996 album. My cousin let me have it. I will never.
Yeah, I've never been that big of a Diddy fan, but I'm just kind of like,
because I'm a, you know, I'm
it's
a
just
big,
like every generation is like, Diddy's weird, Diddy's weird, Diddy's weird. But now what you talk about with the feds, that's what I'm interested in. So I'm waiting to see what the feds say, because again, they don't move unless they already got their shit already completed, because that's government money and they do not like spending their money on shit. So
can't you see? I'm not giving up total. I got my puffer jacket. I'm waiting for winter again. I'm sorry. I'm over here in my own little world. But yeah, we'll see what the rest of the charges are coming out to. But that nigga going to jail, I can almost guarantee that. He's not gonna do no 15 years. He'll probably get a Martha Stewart. I feel like he'll probably, because I always want to remind people that when they talking about, like, even with Young Thug and all that shit, the feds, Martha went to jail. Once the feds are involved, you might as well wash your hands of it. Yeah, the only motherfucker that didn't got away with it multiple times so far has been John Gotti. Otherwise,
he didn't get away.
Yeah, he did the first three times. That's why they called him the Teflon Don. And then they finally got him at the end, and that was only because
I thought that was just with that murder shit. I didn't know those were federal charges. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's why they called him the Teflon Don. They got until Sammy the Bull came out and said, "Nope, I was killing for that motherfucker," and then nobody fucked with Sammy the Bull. You know, I don't know about too much, but I know my mob shit. Anyways, because I want to start a mob.
Okay. She want to be Griselda so bad.
I want to be better than Griselda. Griselda was too busy chasing dick and doing coke. I just want to be rich and happy.
That's not a sentence you think you're going to hear on the Lord Sunday, but I'll take it.
Nigga, I'm a 7-day Adventist. My son is Chester. The Sabbath is on Saturday.
Okay,
all right.
That's the Sabbath day. I was definitely on some other shit Saturday, 4:20, because my ass don't smoke. I was high yesterday.
Watching. It must be nice.
Hey, you know, you gotta, don't cheat yourself.
At a fucking kids party. I don't know how a motherfucker with no kids.
Always be at some kids shit.
And then have a crowd of kids with me.
Speaking of kids shit.
15.
I did have fun on, I'm going to shout out my cousin.
You look high right now, to be honest with you.
I smoked before the gym. But but that was earlier, you know.
It was earlier. Hey, all right. Keep fucking around with that 21-year-old weed. I'm going to tell you, just like I told our friend, the taller one, they're all fucking tall, but yeah, keep playing with that 21-year-old weed, you gonna be stuck somewhere.
But my nephew Day Darko, they had to show up there in Tower at the Labyrinth, so I pre-gamed their spokes like I want to do, have fun. But them little niggas was rocking, I ain't even gonna lie. It was nice to see, because it reminded me of my heyday being out there. But they seemed to be all on some the camaraderie of it all. They was really out there just having fun supporting each other. So that's primarily what I liked about it. It's a little different. It wasn't that adversarial element. Like, they was all hyping each other. It was fun. It was real fun. Like, shit like that, I can go. Now, I ain't gonna make too many more, because I'm like, where's y'all parents? I'm the oldest motherfucker in there. So I'm like, I came this time, nephew, but y'all too much for me.
You at the age where everybody nephew, too.
And I fucked around and drank a Rockstar I've drank a Red Bull at 8:30 p.m. I was literally that James Brown interview for the rest of the night. Papa's got a new bag.
You will wait until as soon as I take a sip of my drink. That's when you...
By 8:30, y'all, I was that James Brown interview for the rest of the night.
You know, some of the funniest shit I've ever witnessed was John having a James Brown moment. If you haven't seen that video... of James Brown doing the interview right after he got arrested for going on a high speed chase high on PCP.
That's right.
Sweating. John does a spot on impression of that.
Sometimes it don't even be an impression. That's just me.
It just should be. I'm giving you the grace to say an impression. I'm trying not to ward off your strong white women, but it worked for James, so it probably worked for you too. So, you know, what do I know? But speaking of, you know, people being buddy-buddy.
Don't scare the bitches.
I love that a lot of these younger generations are like, no beef. But I'll tell you what generation ain't. Millennials. We don't give a fuck, okay? And they are out here wilding out. And John's particular breed of people, the light-skinned natural niggas is out here wilding.
I thought the light-skinned niggas you like, though.
They are, but it's still funny.
Okay, all right.
No, I told you, Irv Gotti's the type of light-skinned nigga. I'm not black. I'm Dominican-ass, no-neck motherfuckers. Those are the ones I got an issue with. And yes, I said it right here. I don't give a fuck. Like, you know who you are. You motherfuckers are detrimental to yourselves. Anyways, so there's been this beef. Started with Metro Boomin and Future. Future, you know Future's older than you? Which means he's an old motherfucker. Which means that he's an old millennial.
Why always got to be the benchmark for old motherfucker?
Because that's how I look at things. It's you and Kevin.
That's how I age things.
When I found out that The Rock was older than Kevin, I sat there for like 5 minutes like, wow, that motherfucker is ancient. And I know that's messed up because one day I already got kids thinking like that to me. But
I told you, you on deck. We next, nigga. Look, we next.
If I make it, better believe it's going to be good. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, but them niggas is still older than me, so that's what makes it funnier. But you had it start off with Future, Metro Boomin, and Kendrick.
Mm-hmm.
That's what really exploded it. Drake and J. Cole. That's what started it. When J. Cole was featured on the Drake song, the most recent one. And then Metro Boomin, Future, and then Kendrick comes out, you know, a fuck Big Three is just Big Me, which was a very classic Kendrick Lamar line. Loved it. And now I don't know what the fuck is going on. Because then, now Kanye's got a diss against J. Cole, which is hilarious. Chris Brown just decided to just take a gun out and just start shooting motherfuckers lyrically.
That's the one I'm worried about. That damn Chris Brown.
Everybody else is still kind of poetic. You know, there's still a good chance that, you know, it'll be a beef squash. Because J. Cole came out and said, I didn't feel good about that. That's not me.
How do you feel about the apology?
I felt that it was very appropriate to J. Cole's brand. I really did. J. Cole's not not this J. Cole. Maybe 2013, 2014 J. Cole.
So you honestly feel he let people gas him up in the
music? Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I think he's got, if you ever seen an interview with him, he kind of just has that type of vibe. Mm-hmm. Like, but I'm trying to grow from this.
Mm.
Kind of like somebody else on the other side.
No, I'm saying I like J. Cole. I think me and him could really politic.
Yeah, because he
when I listen to him talk, like,
he just has that type of spirit.
You might be someone I know.
He's incredibly educated. Just very much about trying to uplift and grow, and he's just that type of cat. Now, what got him fucked up was hanging out with Drake. You know, every bitch got that messy friend. I know, because I got four. Every bitch got that messy friend.
Did any of them say that about you?
No.
So you're not the messy one?
No, I'm not the messy one. I'm the messy one to snitch on them between us. I'm not messy in the sense. I'm messy in the sense that I hate all of y'all equally, and nobody gets anything special. And they all know that, so that's fair. But everybody got a messy friend who just don't fucking care.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah, yours is definitely Jack Daniels, but it's Drake. Drake is that messy friend. Drake likes to keep beef going on. He always has. That's just his style. Drake is somebody who, I'm going to take your bitch just because I can. He's not a good person, but he is who he is. So, and now, then he got his nerdy friend involved into it, and then when it got them real niggas coming out. And by real niggas, I don't mean Metro Boomin. I'm talking about Future and Kendrick, because them niggas is built. Future beef with his baby mama on wax. So what does that tell you about anything? But it's a whole commotion. However, then the old nigga got involved. Kanye. And
that shit was pretty dope. I did like that one.
I'm going to honestly say, I like this Kanye.
You like angry? I don't know why he keep going outside with his naked ass wife. That's weird to me, but that's some new wave shit. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it is. I like that.
Kanye didn't got to the point where I think he's bored. I really do. I think he just got bored. He's not where he thought he was going to be. And I think that, and to put it up as a pinnacle, I do think that he thought he was going to be like Jay. And didn't work like that. And he had a nervous breakdown publicly. He's never going to be, we can go ahead and just dismiss that. College dropout, graduation, all of that, all that shit is gone. We'll never see him again. We might get 808 and Heartbreak again, but that's about as good as it's going to get. But it's going to be angry old man shit. But he just came up on the track, but he was really good. I think we need to ignite that. But with Kanye, you don't never know what wick you going to light. So we'll just keep it at that. But I think it's very interesting that the Gen Xers are so angry over this beef. Mm. That's what makes me laugh, because they're like, it's not a real beef.
Back in my day, niggas got shot in a beef.
And this is.
Don't keep giving them.
And as
you know what, I was gonna say something about, like, yeah, that's gonna be me one day. I was like, quit giving these niggas platforms. But you
as
know what?
A generation that sits in the middle, yeah, as the igniting all of this, I will say this: Gen Zers and whatever the new ones are, I don't know, anybody fucking body younger in that younger bracket who are just coming up, who are like, oh, this beef is not that serious, and you guys don't know. Us and Gen X, we remember motherfuckers dying. And we're not just talking about Biggie and Tupac. People were actually getting killed over rap beefs. That shit happened here in Fresno in 2000 over a rap beef that had nothing to do with the individuals involved. They never even met the artist. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we keep that in mind collectively. Like, because I was afraid that Nicki was going to get shot. I was almost positive. Almost positive somebody was going to shoot Nicki. I'm still not completely convinced that it's not going to happen. Ooh, Nicki Minaj. I don't look, because it's a different generation. People feel closer to these celebrities, and they're willing to go out there and kill for them. I really did think that, but what I want it to be acknowledged was that the rap girls beef is still lyrically better than all of the male beefs that have happened. Because that's what we're really looking at the end of the day, or the lyrical ability.
You like Glorilla?
Yeah, Glow. Yes, I do. I love Glorilla's little ignorant ass.
So
I heard
that song for the first time because I was randomly singing this. What was I singing? Don't Save Her. She Don't Want to Be. But I'm singing the original. And so I was like, you like that song? Like, oh, hell yeah. And then they played it. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know it was fucking. But it was Megan talking about, so I was like, oh, it's Megan I'm going to listen. But I didn't know they did that. They're like, oh, no, this shit, I'm that nigga. But no, but I listened to the whole thing. Get them Glow, go Megan. What they say? Get them Glow? Get them Glow?
Yeah, that's a different song.
That's the one I'm thinking of with Megan and Glorilla.
Yeah, that's the most What's recent one. And then there's, yeah, Glow, Stump Low Pussy.
Okay, because somebody turned it up and was like, don't keep a nigga that want to be kept or something.
Yeah.
Like, soon as that shit came on, the music went high. And I'm like, oh,
I'm just saying, whether you want to admit it or not, these girls are spitting some real, because you grew up with a certain type of shit. And these niggas is out here rapping like Missy Elliott. Like, you got to get some type of balance.
Hey, because I'm listening to Big J. She reminds me of Sugar Free sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm like, why are the niggas spitting now? You know?
The girls are making money. The girls are getting ready for summer. The dudes are sitting over here philosophizing. Not philosophizing. Yeah, they're over here about, oh, and it, like. And this is what? And the rest of the girls is like, nigga, we want to be outside. I want to yell for my car and stump a little pussy out. Like, that's what it's about. So
I'm thinking of Get It Sexy.
Get it.
Yeah.
Listen.
I never heard that shit before. I just hear people sing it.
I am ashamed of how often I listen to that fucking song.
I never
song.
Heard it. I just
that,
sing
because it
all
gives
the time.
Because the reason why it's a throwback to my generation. It reminds me of Soulja Boy. It reminds it gives me that.
Oh, vibe. I did see the like video clips. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. That was pretty cool. Playing on my
Fuck my baby daddy. Like that shit. Mm. It's catchy. Like that's the problem. But I'm gonna tell you who else was like this, and that shit. This is how she started. Because you can never say that Rihanna is this great singer. Mm. But Rihanna motherfucker's ass has always been catchy. Mm-hmm. She knows how to market herself and market her ability. Yes, she had Roc Nation behind her or whatever else, but that only gets you so far. You got to be able to do it yourself, and she has. And I always give her credit for that because the bitch is catchy. But am I going to go see Glorilla? I might go see Glorilla in concert, but am I going to go see Sexy Red?
I'm trying to get flued out.
Am I gonna
Did
go
Did you see that WNBA thing?
Oh my gosh. Shout out to Aja Wilson. I just want to just always give her a shout out. She's the greatest WNBA player. I'm trying to think of somebody who I can compare her to. It'll come
on
to me.
I do like
Caitlin Clark.
I do like Angel Reese. Caitlin Clark, I just finally started watching her. I didn't know that motherfucker was that tall. She's 6 foot.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was 6 feet tall.
All the motherfuckers is giants.
You know, wait.
And that's right up your alley. A strong white woman. A strong, tall white woman.
I like Angel Reese.
That nigga will get flew out in a second. Have her around here wearing dashiki. I'm talking about shit.
Remember Kareem on the What Is High? Stop, man. No, it was a joke about them making money. So when WNBA players start making $100 million, they gonna start flying niggas and out. That thread was hilarious.
I really hope it happens. The NBA playoffs are happening right now, and I'm missing it to record this show.
Going for the Lakers, and they lost yesterday.
Yeah, they did. I'm always gonna go for the Lakers. I don't give a fuck. That's my team. Yeah. Purple and gold till I die. But what's his name? I always want to call him Boris.
Oh, Jokic?
Jokic.
Yeah.
Y'all better watch the fuck out for white boy. That motherfucker is dangerous. And
you know what I like about him? He don't give a fuck.
He don't.
That's what I like.
That is the best part.
He literally showing up to clock in and clock out.
That nigga won the championship. Was like, hey.
I'm going back home. This is just my job. Y'all niggas care about this?
Y'all paying me this much money to bounce this ball?
It's just my job. Because that nigga don't run, don't jump. He just pass and shoot. Mm-hmm. But y'all fucks with
him. And the accuracy. And I wish more players would get like that. But to be black, you got to be personable. You got to be humble. You got to be all this. But if you're a white man that can play basketball, you can pretty much get away with damn near everything.
You know what I think it is? No, because the face of the NBA is, I think, will always be like a black athlete for the most part, only because when we talk about the entertainment aspect of it all, like sports are sports, but at the end we want to see high flying, dazzle, razz and pizzazz and all that good shit. So that's cool. I just think, like you said, a black athlete is rewarded more because of that. Because I've been saying it for a while. What happens, they do the AAU shit. They just learn dribbling, shooting Steph Curry. It's like, and this is no hate on the Ball brothers, but it's a whole generation of that. Now, they're skilled NBA players, but they grew up in like a system of not learning. Or I should say not learning, but it's like AAU style.
Yeah.
Like all they did was shoot. They just shot threes, and then they got ball handles and shit like that. But then you have, because the college players like dying. You know what I mean? Nobody goes through that anymore. And I think that's why people like women basketball.
That's what I was just about to say. That is what's increasing the viewership. And then, unfortunately, the second thing, and it needs to be said, is that the passing of Kobe and Gigi. Those two things, because he was a big proponent. He was of female basketball. Because
they played as the team dynamic sport. It's not like the AAU style.
It's not ISO. All for the quick, the flash. Yeah. Because
which is cool. Yeah, because like you got to sell jerseys.
But that's just like you're talking about the Ball brothers. And mm-hmm. I think that they...
And I like them. That's what I mean.
And I do too. And I like their daddy for that matter. Because mm-hmm. I like any black daddy that openly and loudly supports their kids. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But I think what's interesting is they got curved so much for nothing that they said or did, but because of the participation of their father, and what he was saying wasn't wrong. Yeah. You know, he was just outspoken. Yeah,
they were a macrocosm of what goes on a micro level with a lot of black athletes. Because you, as far as just when you're popular, because now you got the NIL deals, you're selling these athletes to young people. People my age, 30, I'm not going to go out and...
I'm not invested in that.
You know what I'm saying? But if I'm in high school, I'm younger, 19, 20.
Because yeah, it's all business. Everything is about making money, which is why I keep trying to tell these hoes, like, you know... Why do it for free when you can make some money?
I even heard, see, she want to be fucked. You need to watch Monkey Man. I think you like that movie. But anyway, because you remind me of Queenie in Monkey Man. It's a character named Queenie.
Wait, that's not the movie with Batman.
Monkey Man? Monkey Man has Dev Patel in it. He wrote, directed, starred in it. You seen Slumdog Millionaire?
Yeah.
That's Dev Patel.
Yeah, okay.
So in this movie, Monkey Man, Jordan Peele produced it, but you remind me of one of the characters. Her name is Queenie. She's one of the villains. But you're just, because she be running hoes, drugs, all that shit. But I did like her character, though.
I'm a firm believer that advice within, you know.
Advice within conscious, and then,
I'm just saying, that's why there's a fucking dispensary on every corner.
You got a whole philosophy behind, you know how like Dostoevsky, I'm going to start calling you Dope Dostoevsky. anyway, when you have college, female players, that's why I think it's easier to root for them as well too, because they're still younger. Like people say, everybody like kids but hate adults. So I can watch a college female basketball player and go for her, but once she's a professional in the league, you're like, oh fuck her. You know what I mean? We can root for children. It's fun, but we don't like adults.
Also, them bitches be balling. At the end of the day, yeah. That is something. I have a friend who's just like, man, it's like a AAU and all blah blah blah. Like stop. Mm. Stop. No. You couldn't last 10 minutes with none of them.
Asia, Juju, Caitlin, Paige, fucking Angel. I do like the Brazilian. I forget her name.
I know what you don't like.
A comb?
A haircut. Yeah,
I know.
Passed by no barber.
I do. Hey, I'm going through something.
You're not.
No, not like
that nigga out here running the streets.
But I'm just saying, like a phase. I'm barely coming out the trouble, man. Like I don't care
because the sun is coming out. It's time to go talk to the barber. That's all. I feel you though. Look, I'm not here to judge. You see, I got my braids up.
No, it's bugging me because I can't think of her.
The Brazilian. But yeah,
I know she's from Brazil. No, because her story. I'm not just dismissing her as a Brazilian, but her story is like she came over here on her own and.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and pretty much took care of herself, got that contract, and played her way into the WNBA. Like that's dope. So yeah, I'm not just saying a Brazilian. I just forgot her name. But no, she got drafted to the same team as
Santos,
Angel Reese. They both went to the Chicago. They both went to the Chicago Sky.
What the fuck is her name?
This is gonna bug me. She was playing for the Gamecocks. She was playing for Don Staley. No, I did like when she said.
Are you talking about Camilla?
Camilla, that's her name. I fucks with her, but and I like her hair too. Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. It's the same thing.
I was gonna say, Jay Dew got some pink, purple, blue hair, purple hair.
Listen, it's either got to be the most respectable of white women.
Yeah.
Or it's got to be the sisters with the 36 down.
I ain't seen one.
It's either Tilda or Megan. Then they both got to be weird. It can't just be. The way you're shaking your head, it concerns me.
I was listening to the new Megan song. She made an Attack on Titan reference.
Nigga went to Japan and lost her mind. She was just
I love it. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. Something broke. I'm tired of homeowning. It's a lot of work. It's
okay.
Overrated. I need somebody to just come in and fix shit. I guess that's what my boyfriend is for, but I'm just saying. All these men in my life, and there's always something that I got to get up on the ladder for. Like, for what? I'm short. I'm coming to terms with it. Anyways, but yeah, WNBA, I'm very excited about just to see what it is and what it's going to be for the next couple of years. I really do think it's about to blow up. It's gonna be a good time.
I'll be down for it, man.
I think it's
if
time.
People just get the fuck all out the... Get out the way, as the young kids say. Move out the way.
We have to start, and I think millennials, more so than any other generation, are very okay with saying, fuck it. Mm-hmm. We really are. You don't really hear a lot of millennials being like, oh, it wasn't like that back in my day. No, we still listen to Glorilla. Because you know why? Because we're childish. That's why.
Okay.
We are fucking childish. We are the generation that is okay with still watching cartoons, not asking no motherfucking questions. Because
who the
questions.
Fuck is talking about X-Men 97 the Man. Most? Everybody between 30 and 40.
Fucking amazing.
And I still ain't seen it. I don't have Disney Plus anymore. I had it, but she don't like me no more.
You make me so tired.
Damn,
streaming hoe.
You got HBO Max and all. We broke up. I'm sorry. I'm not like this.
I did that right though.
Well, as the youth say, nasty work. I'm not like this.
My boyfriend made me mad. I turned off his Apple Music.
Oh, and okay. Yeah, nasty work. As the youth say, that is some nasty work right there. But hey, let me mind my business.
Not part of my family anymore.
Let me mind the business that mind me. Because
you know why? Because I'm childish and I'm a fucking millennial. And I'm one of those mid millennials, which makes it even better. I don't remember shit about the 80s and I know just enough about the 90s. So.
Man, we are childish.
Now. Yeah, like you ever been, I'm going to put it back to my day yesterday.
That GameStop making business decisions yesterday.
Listen, I was at Sky Zone and Clovis yesterday. There are about 1,000 children in there, right? Kids walking around doing weird shit. Because kids are weird. I don't give a fuck. Like, mm-hmm. You don't start normaling out to somewhere around 18, 19. And even then it's sketchy. You know who was out there bouncing? Motherfuckers our age. Who was jumping and doing and pushing kids out the way, people my age.
That'd have been me.
And older. Just, I saw so many kids fly into the air, and I'm sitting there laughing because we're just that generation, but we're also okay with letting because we're tired. We're a very tired generation. We've had the same amount of trauma as the boomers, but with less of the recoupment or crack, because they had crack and we don't.
We didn't.
No, not in the same capacity. You know what I mean? And then Gen X took over the opiates, so millennials are just like,
Man, we raw dogging this shit.
Yeah. And talking about, why do you drink so much? Mind your business, all right?
Oh, yeah, I guess, yeah.
Millennials are the drunks. We're like our grandparents and great grandparents. Yeah. Just give us a cocktail. We're
and
the
I'm
mixer.
Good. You know what?
Because you can keep all that drugs. That's too
I
much
don't
work.
Think no truer things have been said on this here microphone. Because even yesterday, when everybody was smoking, I had to hit them with the crack. I drank. No, because seriously, it's like I can smoke a little bit, but I just want to get my little buzz on. It'd be cool.
Think of all the drug addicts you know. How many of them are in our age bracket? They're either older or way younger.
Yeah, we sold. And then we the generation of craft beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Craft cocktails that you can, the fucking Keurig of cocktails is available. And it's in my Amazon cart. Me and John have on cartoon t-shirts right now. I went to the store yesterday looking for a shirt because I spilled something on mine. I saw all these little cute tops and crops, and it was just a lot going on. And I went straight over to the men's section and went and got me an X-Men shirt because I know.
But I know
their versatility.
And you know my size, but
we're the same size. Well, you're more of a medium.
Down bad, crying at the gym. Everything coming.
I was saying that because I got titties in the way. But
teenage pressure lint. I'm sorry. Last Taylor Swift reference. I'm sorry.
One more and you're out of this house.
I'm sorry. I was forced to cry.
You could just go home because you want to be around strong white women. So rough. True story. I'm just going to make this joke one time. This is from the personal archives. A couple of weeks ago, he had posted on one of his social medias, Holiday. And I said, what's wrong, white woman, you with right now?
And I wasn't. I wasn't with either. That's the thing. I really wasn't.
And the way I laughed after I sent it, because I already knew that I was hoping that he saw it before the movie started, because that was going to be funny as hell to me, because that would have caused a good snicker. So
yeah, I don't know why I get that moniker. You
why? If you don't know why I give him that moniker, please go back to all the previous seasons.
Because I like Tilda Swinton.
Tilda, Meryl, Joni. Who am I missing?
I like a certain generation. I like old bitches. If you really go call it. My age and younger, I don't know what the fuck y'all be talking about.
Yeah, no. That part is true.
I don't know what the fuck y'all.
John, do you know about this? What?
What is y'all on?
I ain't never heard nothing like that. Yeah. I told my brother, this is totally random, but we got 5 more minutes. Okay. I told my brother, I was explaining something to him, and I was like, yeah, she hit me with a, that's a good man, Savannah. And he was like, what? Like, oh my God. So it's a reference from Wayne XL. And he was like, no, I don't know about that one player. Why are we on the phone? Why are we talking? How do you not know that? I'm old too. I don't get it. Pay attention. Get on Twitter.
Yeah.
You ain't never heard that phrase?
No, I heard it. But I'm just saying. Reddit. No, I know the phrase. But I mean, talking to y'all is like, oh my God. I need to talk to people, my old people, because I'm old. That's what I'm saying. I'm old, so I need to talk to old people. Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about.
I'm talking about Bobby Womack. Matter of fact, I got
some.
Here
we go. Yeah.
When I got a Bobby Womack vinyl last week.
If you think you're lonely now.
Wow. The mixer was not prepared for that. But yeah. Oh, before we go.
Wait until tonight, bitch.
Talking about pimps and cults and all that shit.
Oh, shit.
Donald Trump is on trial for some shit. Misappropriation of funds. Stealing from the state of New York. Some other shit. Lying about Stormy Daniels. Mm. They had his trial selection. A white man decided to go outside. He made a video about it first. Then he went outside and then he set himself on fire. To protest the persecution.
This is not Vietnam, buddy.
Of Donald Trump. He died. He passed away. So I, you know, I'm actually sad about that because that's fucked up. The problem with this is, again, media coverage. And that's what makes it funny to me. Not him dying, but him doing that shit to begin with. How is it that... That is not widespread coverage.
Because I didn't even hear about it.
How is that not why? That is...
But what? I've been purposely ignoring Trump trial shit, but that should supersede that.
I watch the news every day. I'm constantly tuned in to CNN and all that type of shit.
I'm still on my Poke Sharma.
Yeah, all that shit. But
I like strong Indian women too now all of a sudden. Because Monkey Man, it did some... Go ahead. I'm sorry. South Asian.
I can't wait for you to get a wife. And so we.
I'm not getting married.
So we can reel this in. You're going to be the first one of us to get either. No, wait. Let me rephrase that because that's not true. No, this crew. No. We're the remarried crew as far as our group of friends. Damn near everybody had at least one. But.
No.
Can
I
be the flower girl?
Nah, man.
Just throw the roses. I want to do a dance.
No, I don't really like to share. I definitely ain't sharing my name.
Which one?
No, I did you see that clip where it's like when she wanted to get married, then had that clip of Dr. Umar's like, why do we need white man's paperwork? Nah, I just don't see myself getting married. I can see myself being in a committed relationship.
That nigga said white people's paperwork.
He's like, why do we need this white man's paperwork? But it wasn't he wasn't talking about marriage. Just somebody used that as your response. It was like one of them memes and shit.
Right.
So, nah. But we ain't talking about relationships and shit. But
That's the funny part, though, is Dr. Umar. Oh, finally. I got my order.
I can't wait till I get married. So I can reel this in.
Dr. Umar,
ain't no real in this end.
Is lightweight, underrated. I know he's done some shady shit. Took them people's money for that imaginary school. And it might just didn't happen the way he thought it was gonna be. Yeah. But every once in a while,
I like
that. I mean, a clock is right at least twice a day. Yeah. So it's gotta be what it's gonna be. So I give credit where credit is due. On everything.
But about the man on fire, you think this should be a lot more predominant in the news?
Not only that, I think it should be more looked at and the reason why is because this is dangerous behavior. I don't know if y'all know this, but more than likely we're going to war back in the Middle East again. It's almost definite. Even that's not Iran bombed Israel. And we're talking about, I said this on the Nicki Minaj episode that we had. I said it was more coverage on that on social media than it was on anything else. And when we're talking about hidden in plain sight, you're talking about the Illuminati. The media is your Illuminati that you're thinking of. The powers that
that's
be.
That's the puppet, the puppeteers.
The United States has taken a definite declaration that they will continue to support Israel. Despite their actions, because they're the chosen people, also because that, of the
that's United. Israel is the extension of United States in the Middle East. We don't have any type of
stronghold out there
except them,
and that's exactly
and we supply them with they shit.
And then we let them do whatever they want. You know what happens when you let a bad kid do whatever they want? You get this shit. And that needs to be talked about more by main media. It needs to be demonstrated. The United States taking that stand. And on top of that, when you got motherfuckers burning themselves alive, now that was a stark Obama supporter. Mm-hmm. Very much so. And the second half of Bush's, I wasn't that far. I was, kind of supporting on certain shit that he
did. His second term, I was, because I'm like, you know what? I wasn't even mad at Bush after a while.
The first term Bush. Funny is the first term, we were in high school.
Yeah.
But the second term, but that's because we had lived through a recession right when
the
we were becoming adults.
Bush, I'm like, you know what?
I don't know either.
Just get us home safe. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It was
both drunk, but just get us home.
Please. Because I ain't got no other choice right now.
Just get us home, Jack.
Matter of fact, I worked the election for his second. Not for him, but I worked the election.
So voting coming up, though.
Yes, it is.
Do you want to preach on the importance of it before we go?
I don't. If you don't fucking know by now and you're listening to this show, that you should go out and vote. And vote locally. If you're around here in the 559 area, you've already missed out on the vote. We had the assemblymen and all this type of stuff. This has already happened. You missed the primaries. I can only preach so much because who am I? But as somebody who worked for the government, as somebody who still makes money from the government, I'm here to let you know that I still suggest that you go out and vote for your president, without a doubt.
I will. Oh, I'm sorry.
But pay attention to your local politics, because without that, you get the same bullshit. And especially, let me shout out especially to Fresno, California. We've had the same. Take this into consideration if you're local and if you're listening to everything. Fresno County has never had a black board member ever. Not the city of Fresno, but the county of Fresno has never had a black board member. It has been the same families for the last 45 years have been running the county and the city of Fresno. And that includes, with the city of Fresno, that includes a black family. So please go into look into that. If you see somebody new, you see somebody that you support, go out and vote them. Go out and shout them out just like you don't do your friends that got a mixtape. Go out and give some type of support. Because if not, ain't shit going to change. You can go out there and demonstrate all you want.
Yeah, I will say.
And y'all barely do that.
Wherever you make your introduction into politics and the government and mostly the legal aspects of it, it is a bit of a Byzantine understanding of it. But just what I had to learn too, and it was funny because the words they used were demystify. Because you just got to demystify the shit, and then you just start from the beginning. And a lot of it makes sense to where we ask a lot of questions about government. Why is this allowed? Why is this allowed? Why is this allowed? Then you actually start learning about it. It's really not that complicated. It is. Like I said, it's more Byzantine and it's understanding than it is complicated.
You know, they give you a dumbed down version. Yeah. Whatever is on the fucking ballot, they give you that information.
It's daunting. But it's not complicated if you pay attention. It's like math. You start with this long ass problem, reduce the
math
shit.
Math isn't a good example of that because motherfuckers don't math.
I'm horrible at math. But
I did
know
that.
I suck at math. It's weird. Everybody thinks I'm good at math.
People with your condition are really good with numbers.
When it comes with money, I'm good with math. Like I could do some shit in my head.
That's drug dealer. You can do the rest of it. You need to go watch The Wire because that's exactly what an old boy told.
What you mean, people with my condition? You thought I didn't hear that? I am not on the spectrum, man.
We're all on the spectrum. Okay. That's why it's all a motherfucking spectrum. But some of us are on one side, some of us are on the other. And that's okay. And very few of us sit right in the middle. Neurodivergent.
I'm neurodivergent.
Yeah, and it's actually quite common. Please go look into that. Don't go. And also, just for that little bit, and now I'm going to wrap this shit up. If you think that you have like a mental disorder, don't go around just assuming that you have one. Please, it's really easy to get any type of therapy nowadays. No matter whether
don't
self-diagnose. Don't let your friends diagnose you, but also don't ignore any signs.
Let your friends diagnose you.
Unless it's me, because I ain't been wrong yet. But that's because.
No, we call that. You got a condition.
Pathological narcissism. Yeah,
as long as you know. Okay. All right. Good. All right. As long as you know. All right. Good. Okay. Great. Great.
I'm so sorry. That just popped out of nowhere. Anyway, the reason why I say that is because there's a bunch of people, especially online. People think it's cute to say, I got borderline personality disorder.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Or I have ADHD and none of that. This is the thing. If you're an older millennial woman or a Gen Xer or anything like that, go get yourself checked out for ADHD. That is a real fucking thing. Yeah. And the reason why is because our hormones have been so fucked with for the past 3 or 4 generations with birth control. And my saying birth control is bad. What I'm saying is that long-term effects, long-term effects of it can fuck with you. And there's no way of getting around it. And sometimes you can only live with birth control. I was in a situation like that where I had to stay on birth control or I was going to die. Like, real life. You got women who have to take birth control because they're going to end up having a beard for the rest of their life. And not everybody. No, people don't want that. That's a real thing. PCOS.
Yeah. No. I don't know. But
But ADHD, ADD in women of a certain age is a real thing. Go ahead and go get yourself checked out. It's perfectly okay. You probably won't get Adderall. They will get Ritalin. And if, you don't want to take it no more, go ahead and hit it up on the resale. I'm just saying, there's options out there, but just go ahead and get it checked on. It's a real thing. So, a borderline personality disorder, that's not something you want to go around saying that you have. I have BPD. White women. I don't know if it's...
You sing one Taylor Swift song.
It just set me off for the whole day. I got white friends, but... Only like two.
Something else happened today that you...
I haven't even left the house.
Something happened. We need to find out.
The Cuban came by and just threw off my whole day. Anyways.
Go ahead. Nigga? Light skin. Today.
Let me finish this off with saying that I didn't say I didn't like anybody, but I'm able... Okay. I didn't say I didn't like these people. I'm just able to say I call a spade a spade. Okay, I call a nigga a nigga. I call a white woman a white woman. Sometimes. That's what I call you. Where's John? insert deep sigh of confusion and distress.
You know what?
It's the commentary for me because it's not like you don't do the same thing back to me. Because if you go back and rewind, this nigga and I just call me Griselda for my business ambitions. Rude. Anyway, speaking of business, make sure to check us out on our social media, Black Audacity Podcast. I ain't posted shit because we've been in the streets. And then we'll be
I've been at work.
I ain't.
I ain't. I ain't been in no streets.
That nigga is lying. He's been in the streets. I've seen you. Why are you lying? Don't clap for the camera, okay? What the kids say.
No, as the youth say. Y'all barely learned it. What the fuck? Y'all just found out what nasty work meant. What else they be saying?
Nasty work is old.
Okay, I didn't know. Everything's wild and because everything's crazy now. Like, wow, that's crazy. And I'm like, everything, y'all use that as, yeah. They use it like a noun now. They don't use like, that's crazy. They say, oh, you went to the store Sunday? Crazy. Like, I don't get it. Why is everything crazy? I'm sorry.
That's just you.
I try to keep up with the parlance of the youth. And I'm like, you motherfuckers.
Always remember, anything the youth said, an older black woman has said, then it was remixed. That's all that it is. Nasty work is old. I remember my grandma saying that. That's nasty work. Instead of calling somebody a dumb hoe like her grandchild was. So why you keep pouring that Gatorade like it's whiskey? What's in there? Moonshine?
Lo siento. That's all I got to say.
Make sure to check us out individually. The Sin Banks. On Instagram, jhollow559 and holiday the 13th.
Yeah, I'm a you know how to say Riz. Yes. I'm a wizard, like a wizard. All right, peace out. Riz kid out.
No, you're not. No, nigga, no. We will talk to y'all next week.
Riz daddy.
Wow, you're going to jail. Okay, bye.